I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you, Pete, and good morning out there, Washington, D.C. We are Grant and Danny. This is 106.7 A Fan. On this Wednesday, we are on the air with the breaking news out of the NFL that Tyrod Taylor has been benched, as you just heard Pete talking about. Bills coach Sean McDermott making the announcement that they are going to Nathan Peterman, which is pretty stunning. Now, Peterman played well off the bench this past week, 7 of 10, 79 yards and a touchdown. But I think there's nothing more misleading in sports than when a guy comes off the bench in a lost game against a prevent defense. I remember John Beck against the Eagles years ago. The Redskins were 3-1 with Rex Grossman. He had a bad game where he threw a few picks early against the Eagles. In the second half, Beck comes out. And I want to say he went 7 of 10 as well, by the way. And Mike Shanahan named him the starter that week going into the next game, and he went on to be a disaster. I actually think Nathan Peterman seems like he's the kind of guy that could be a decent pro-style quarterback, went to Pitt, didn't have a great college career, but they've liked him since they drafted him in the mid-rounds. I've never been a Tyrod Taylor guy. I think he's a bad passer. Good quarterback, good playmaker, and he's had a decent season.
But you got a ceiling with him. You got a higher floor. In other words, he's going to make some plays, third and six. He'll scramble for a couple first downs. You've got more read option looks come goal line time, et cetera, et cetera. But I would say this league, if you're going to be really good, sometimes it's third and eight. And when it's third and eight, who can do it the best most often?
Yeah.
That's who really wins in this league.
I think that this is immensely gutsy, especially for a first-year coach, which is what Sean McDermott, the longtime D coordinator with the Panthers, who went to William & Mary and is a local guy. This decision for him is huge because you risk losing a locker room. They are, if the season ends today and the playoffs start this weekend, they're in the playoffs. They're over 500 at 5-4. If they would have won this weekend, and they didn't, they got boat raced by the Saints.
It'd be the second wildcard team.
But they would have been 6-3 potentially. I mean, you'd have won twice as many games as you lost. Now, clearly, they watch practice every single day. They see what Peterman does. They know Taylor's limitations. They know Peterman's limitations. In a league where you've got a winner, you get fired, you don't take risks unless you think that your team's going to dramatically benefit. So maybe our listeners who watch NFL Red Zone know more than the Bills, who evaluate everything every single day. Maybe the snarky columnists and writers and people on Twitter who have all their keyboard courage today are a lot smarter because they watch Tyrod Taylor not every single game and not every single play because they're around the country, but on the highlights and occasionally see him, and they know that the Bills are wrong here. I'll defer to the coaching staff because they're making a decision that I think you'd only make if you feel like Peterman has a better chance to get you where you need to go. But I also saw this morning. The Bills could save $9 million against their cap if they release Tyrod Taylor this offseason.
Yep.
So if you think that Tyrod Taylor is not good enough, and as an example, here in D.C. we have this conversation about can you win with Kirk Cousins or not, which is pretty much over, and it's been proven that you can. However, Cousins is substantially better than Tyrod Taylor, has been over the last few seasons since he took over as a starter. My point is, if we're still having that conversation with a huge faction of the fan base to this point, clearly they're obviously going to be having that conversation in Buffalo. And if you've got reservations, if you're McDermott, if you want to find out about Peterman or you're going to be in the market for a QB, you got to give him some time to play, and they're doing that. You clear up $9 million. If you don't think the drop-off from Taylor to Peterman is substantial, that's three or four starters you could add.
Yeah, flip side of that is, as you alluded to, they signed a we-can-get-out-of-this-anytime contract. And to Taylor's credit, I guess him and his agent realized that the marketplace for somebody in that sort of middle class of quarterbacking, if that makes sense, where he's not going to kill you. He's not a guy that's going to hamper you and prevent you from getting anything done. He's not some developmental project. But he's also not somebody that, as I said, is a top-end, I'm going to lift this team by the bootstraps and go do it. He's in that kind of lower middle class, so to speak, of QBs, right? So they knew that the marketplace for a running style, playmaking style QB, that's not where the league is right now. The guys that were doing that are outside looking in at this point, right? It's now we're kind of back to the playmakers from the pocket, the Carson Wentz school of thinking, if that makes any sense. Everybody wants that guy to drop back and dot the I all the time. So they knew that there wasn't a ton of marketplace out there for him, so they re-signed in Buffalo. But it's the kind of deal that if I'm a player, I wouldn't be that excited about because I would look at it and go,
well,
oh, man.
You have options.
Yeah, but that's the point. They didn't have any options.
Tyrod Taylor is the kind of guy, in my opinion, who he is more popular with fans than he's going to be in front offices. Like, he makes the flashy, sexy plays. There was a great quote from D'Angelo Hall a couple years ago where he said, I'm a better football player than I am a cornerback. I loved that quote. Now, I didn't necessarily believe it at the time because I thought D. Hall had become a pretty good cornerback. But his point is, Scott McLuhan style, I'm a football player. I'll make plays for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get beat in coverage, but I'm going to make a play or two. Tyrod Taylor is a better football player than he is a quarterback. And generally, that's something that plays more in a fan base. Like, I just got a tweet from this guy. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. And he says, why the NFL ratings, this is why the NFL ratings are down. No one wants to watch Peterman. Tyrod is better. Well, first of all, how do you know that Tyrod Taylor is better than Nathan Peterman? I promise you didn't watch him much at Pitt. A lot of these experts on Nathan Peterman, I'm sure, by the way, he had great talent around him and an awesome offense and a good team at Pitt, and he was the reason why they weren't good. Kick all the rocks. You don't know if he's worse than Tyrod Taylor at all. And I promise you that's not why the, quote, ratings are down. And I also promise you, do we even know that the ratings are down? Or is that just one of the ways that it gets skewed occasionally that we hear that the ratings are down? But my point is, McDermott isn't going to make this move if he thinks he could make a playoff run with Tyrod Taylor.
And it could be wrong, too, by the way. This is not
absolutely
infallible wisdom.
Yeah, I say this to when we talk Josh Doctson all the time. You just kind of say, well, the coaches know more than we do. Well, sometimes they do. Sometimes they're wrong. But philosophically speaking, it's his first year as a coach, and maybe he wants a quarterback who can run whatever he wants to run. And maybe he's decided, even though Tyrod Taylor has played okay, and I think that should be noted, he has not had a bad season by any means.
But this is who he is. And who this he is right. A guy that's, again, your floor is higher, but your ceiling is lower. And if the point is to try to win a championship, I understand that logic. I am absolutely down with that. Now, the risk is you get a guy that doesn't have a great track record. It's kind of the same way that the Jets drafted the kid out of Penn State, whose name I'm blanking on.
Christian Hackenberg.
Hackenberg, who was never good, and they saw something that no one else did, and lo and behold, he can't play. So I'm hoping that Peterman, for Bills fans' sake, for my buddy Luke Russert, that this is not the case, that Peterman actually is that gem in the rough who didn't have a good college career and hasn't really done much of note, and he is kind of the savior. I mean, it reminds me of this. Tyrod Taylor reminds me, everybody's going to bristle at this, whatever, but he reminds me of Jeff Garcia after his like first couple stops. So Garcia was kind of the same way. Couldn't do the drop back, pat the football, you know, 25-yard outs, drilling people. But he was scrambling around, making plays, and he could do some things. Against some bad opponents, he would do stuff. Like, if the Bills got to play the Redskins this weekend and Tyrod Taylor was their quarterback, he'd probably put up great numbers, and every fan would be panting, and they'd be drooling. Their tongues would be out. Like, I can't believe this guy is so good. We need to sign someone like that. Down in, down out, over the course of 10 weeks, 16 weeks, 2 seasons, 3 seasons, et cetera, there is a ceiling. And they've bumped into that ceiling, right? When they're 5-2, everybody's they're Vince McMahoning it down to the ring. They're strutting and you know, pointing and doing finger guns. Now they realize when you're down in a game like they got down against New Orleans, they had no chance. They had no chance to come back because Taylor couldn't do it in that kind of passing offense.
I don't know if I was the head coach of the Bills who I would have started at the beginning of the year. I think, honestly, there's a real good chance I would have started Nathan Peterman from game one because I've kind of had my mind made up on Tyrod Taylor over the last season. I just don't think he's a good passer. However, I would not bench Tyrod Taylor right now if I was McDermott for Nathan Peterman. I can promise you that. A, Taylor has played fine. He doesn't really make a ton of throws down the field. He's got 10 touchdowns on the season. He's on pace for like the teens in touchdowns, which is a terrible total. But he also doesn't throw picks. He doesn't beat you.
Right. He's not going to kill you.
Also, here's something that's worth noting. He's got 1,600 passing yards right now. Okay? Now, yards are not the end-all, be-all. I'm not saying that they are. But if you divide that by 9, he averages about 185 passing yards a game. You multiply that by 16, he's on pace to throw for 2,900 yards. Danny, do you know how hard it is to throw for less than 3,000 yards if you start 16 games in the NFL right now?
It's not a normal thing. I mean, their bread is buttered with LeSean McCoy and running the football.
Understood.
He runs it well, but yeah, you're right. It doesn't happen
now. But to throw for, I bet you, if you looked it up, guys who started 16 games and have thrown for 3,000 yards or less in the NFL in the last 10 years, I'll bet you there is less than like five of them. If I had to put money on it, don't you think that's fair? 2,000 some yards.
If you start
in 16,
if you start 16 games, and that's where you end up, that's you could probably count a handful of guys.
That's a problem.
I mean, Blake Bortles is doing that. You know what I mean? He's almost to 4,000. I mean, it's just not done now, right?
It doesn't happen. Blake Bortles would actually be a really good comp because they hand the ball off a million times and they ask him to do nothing. Blake Bortles actually is on pace to do exactly that. He is on pace to be right around. No, he'll be around 3,800. It looks like by the end of the season.
I mean, I remember when 4,000 was like, oh dear Lord, he passed for 4,000. That's incredible. Not now.
No.
Industry standard now. You get out of bed, throw for 4,000. It's now can you get me 4,500? Now can you get me in the upper fours? Because not that many guys have done five. It's still less than double digits.
So we poke fun at Bortles every week for not doing anything and not being asked to do anything. He's on pace to throw for 3,400 yards, 500 more than Tyrod Taylor was.
Mm.
And so at some point, you got to be able to make plays in the passing game or you just can't win shootouts. And I think what the Bills are finding out is they were down 34-7 to the Jets 2 weeks ago before they scored two garbage time touchdowns. They got blown out 47-10 this week.
All of a sudden, their defense isn't doing what it was.
When you
got to
drop back and make throws, you can't do it. Now, is Peterman any good? Who knows? Maybe he isn't. Maybe he's terrible. I mean, Dar's convinced he's awful because he saw him in Pitt a few years ago. He had 27 touchdowns and 7 picks last year for a pretty mediocre or worse college team. I don't know how terrible he is. But the point is, let's say he stinks. What are you losing?
Yeah, what are you going to lose?
Games? Hesitate, though, and where I wouldn't have done this is I don't know that you can make this move when you're in current playoff positioning. I said the same thing years ago when the Redskins fired North Turner. They fired North Turner with 3 weeks left. They were 7-6, I think it was. And they ended up finishing 8-7 and missing the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Rabinsky, you may remember.
Rabinsky.
Dion called him. Took over for the final three games. But when they fired him, I think they were like the last team into the playoffs. If you're going to make a move like this, the bottom had better fallen out. Otherwise, you're just putting your head on the chopping block. Not that he's putting himself on a hot seat in his first season, but that you're opening yourself up to major unjust criticism.
It's one of those things. You're sticking your neck out. I mean, Harbaugh did it when he benched Alex Smith for Colin Kaepernick for a team with a winning record. I think they were in first place when they did that. Now, I know there's other circumstances because Smith was injured, but he felt like, hey, the ceiling is higher with this guy that could take the league by storm and do something the way that, you know, Griffin and other guys are doing it. He was right.
Tyrod Taylor benched by the Bills for Nathan Peterman. If you want to react to that, breaking news as we're coming on the show live this morning, you can do that next. 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. 800-636-1067. I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. Next, an invasion at FedEx Field again. It's gotten old.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.